It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees in the opening game of a six-game series. The Rainiers back home here in Pierce County, and the team fresh off a six-game road trip to Sugar Land, Texas, on the outskirts of Houston. The Rainiers played six games there against the Houston Astros AAA club. Ended up dropping four of the six games. They won two of the first three in Sugar Land, but lost the last three in a row, including a walk-off loss on Sunday, losing on a game-winning homer by Alex DeGoti of Sugar Land with one out in the ninth. So that dashed the Rainiers' hopes for getting a split of that series. Ended up dropping four of six. They did win their last homestand, winning five out of nine on their last homestand. They hope to continue that into this homestand, which is a six-gamer starting tonight and running through the annual July 3rd fireworks game, which this year falls on a Sunday. On the mound for the Rainiers tonight, right-hander Connor Wade. Wade's 2-2 with a 5.68 ERA. He'll be making his ninth start, 10th appearance for Tacoma today. He's opposed by Salt Lake's ace, left-hander Jake Kalish. Kalish, 7-2 with a 2.45 ERA. Leads the league in wins and earned run average. And Kalish, a tough customer on the mound for Salt Lake. The Bees enter play today, four games under 500. They recently went through a tough losing stretch in which they lost 11 out of 12, but they won their last two games, Saturday and Sunday, against Reno. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake, AAA affiliates of the Mariners and Angels. We've got a lot of roster moves to cover for the Rainiers. We'll get to those when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Salt Lake Bees tonight. Game one of six between the Mariners and Angels affiliates. Lots of roster moves for Tacoma in the last 48 hours. Let's get all caught up. First and foremost, the Mariners made a trade with Kansas City, acquiring Carlos Santana yesterday. One of the players they gave up was the Tacoma Rainiers reliever, Wyatt Mills. Mills leaves the Mariners organization. He's going to actually join AAA Omaha, who is on the road at St. Paul, he said. So that's where he's meeting the Royals organization. We wish him the best. Also in the Mariners' big brawl with the Angels on Sunday, there was an injury. Catcher Luis Torrens injured his left shoulder, so they called up Tacoma catcher Andrew Knapp. Knapp got called up to the big leagues yesterday. And then there's more. The new outfielder the Red Deer signed a couple days ago, Trey Ambergy, has joined the team. Ambergy is here, and that means the Red Deer didn't need the young outfielder Miguel Perez anymore. He was transferred back to the Arizona Complex League. Also, the Mariners signed some veteran pitchers. Right-hander Chris Mazza, who was with Tampa Bay earlier this year, signed by the Mariners. He's here tonight. He'll work out of the Red Deer bullpen, I believe. They've also signed a left-hander pitching in the Mexican League named Brennan Bernardino. He is en route. And then finally, just an hour or two ago, the Mariners announced that Drew Ellis has been optioned back to Tacoma because Carlos Santana reported it. He's active today, so Ellis gets sent down. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are 34-38 on the year. The Angels AAA club is managed by Lou Marzin. Leading off is Magnarice Sierra. He's in center field, batting second. Michael Stefanik, he's playing second base. Hitting third, Joe Adell in right field. Jose Rojas bats cleanup, plays first base. Kian Wong hits fifth. He's the DH. Batting sixth, third baseman Jack Mayfield. Hitting seventh, the catcher Chad Wallach. Batting eighth, shortstop Jake Palamaki, and hitting ninth, the left fielder Jake Gatewood. On the mound, left-hander Jake Kalish. Kalish with a record of 7-2 and a 2.45 ERA. Well, the Red Deers are 28-43 on the season. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. They're going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty's at second base. Batting second, the center fielder Jared Kelnick. Eric Mejia hits third. He's at third base. Brian O'Keefe cleanup. He does the catching. Hitting fifth is Zach Green at first base. Marcus Wilson in the sixth hole playing right. Batting seventh, the left fielder Scott Heineman back with the club. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Alex Blandino. And batting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Connor Wade. Wade 2-2 with a 5.68 ERA. Umpires behind home plate is Takahito Matsuda. At first base is Jacob Benson. At third, it's Austin Jones. Tacoma and Salt Lake, that's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. As we are underway, first pitch of the game from Connor Wade missed for a ball, and the second one is over for a strike. So the count is even. One ball, one strike from Connor Wade working on Magnuri Sierra, the leadoff hitter for Salt Lake. And he now fouls one into the seats on the third base side, and that makes the count 1-2. Magnuri Sierra hitting .286 for Salt Lake, .348 on base percentage. He's their top run producer in terms of driving in runs, but today hitting in the leadoff spot. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a broken bat, foul tip. And a shard of Sierra's bat went flying up the first baseline, and he's got to go to the dugout and get a new stick. We're just underway here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where after our 90-degree heat of the last 2 days, we have ourselves a classic gray rainy day here in the Pacific Northwest. Very, very light rain was falling for the last hour and a half or so here at Cheney Stadium. Sierra back in the batter's box, 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul in the home plate area, still one ball, two strikes. Connor Wade on the mound for Tacoma today, making his 10th appearance for the Rainiers, 9th as a starter. Actually faced Salt Lake in his first two appearances after joining the team. Next pitch is in there for a called strike three. Down goes Sierra, and one man is gone at the top of the first inning. So Wade fans the first batter he faces, or gets him looking anyway. One away, and now Michael Stefanik is the hitter. Stefanik, one of the top hitters for average in all of AAA baseball, hitting .337 this year in 42 games. Just activated from the injured list today. He takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. He's been out with a strained quad for about 3.5 weeks. Next pitch, grounded foul, third base side, and the count goes to 0-2 on Stefanik. Wade signed with the Mariners on April 30th. He was in the Orioles organization last year, made his big league debut for Baltimore last season. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-2 the count to Stefanik. Wade, 30 years old, and out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Next pitch pulled towards third, and it is a foul ball. Just foul down the left field line. Still 1-2 to Stefanik. Right here is wearing their home whites, the white jerseys and white pants with the black hats. Salt Lake in black jerseys with yellow numbers on the back and gray pants. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. 2-2 to Michael Stefanik. One of the toughest hitters to strike out in this league. And he swings and hits a grounder to second. That's fielded by Haggerty, and he throws to first for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the first inning. Stefanik bounces out to Sam Haggerty. So two away, and now Joe Adell is the hitter. Adell batting .213 with 8 homers, 20 runs batted in 28 games, and .841. OPS, and he takes a strike from Wade, 0-1 the count. Wade, his last time out, pitched in Sugar Land on Wednesday of this past week. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And that was the game where the ball was flying all over the place in Sugar Land. The Rainiers won the game 13-7. Wade did not get the decision. He went 4 innings and allowed 6 runs, 5 earned. It's one of those days where both teams were just hitting the cover off the ball. Sears one down low for a ball to Adell. 1-2 the count. Lights on here at Cheney Stadium. Gray skies overhead. No wind at the moment. 1-2 pitch to Adele. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and down goes Adele. And Wade strikes out two of the first three batters he faces here in the ball game. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, Connor Wade set down Salt Lake in order in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. It'll be Sam Haggerty to start things off against Jake Kalish. And the first pitch from the lefty is taken for a strike. Haggerty batting right-handed here, the switch hitter. And he's hitting .284 on the season in a Rainiers uniform with six homers, .868 OPS. 0-1 pitch from Kalish is swung on and sliced foul on the first base side towards the grassy berm, and that's a souvenir. 0-2 the count to Haggerty. Kalish has been the top starting pitcher in the league this year. 7-2, 2.45 ERA, leads the league in wins and earned run average. His next pitch is low for a ball, 1-2. And this is a real turnaround for him. Last year he spent the whole season with AAA Omaha and had an ERA of nearly 7. Was 3-6 with a 6.94 ERA. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Haggerty, and one man's gone at the bottom of the first. So Kalish gets the strikeout. The Red Ears have seen Kalish twice, and actually three times if you include a relief stint at the very beginning of the year. But two starts against Tacoma for Kalish. And the first time he was terrific, May 4th, allowing one run in six innings, the type of start he's been having regularly this season. So now the pitch to Jared Kelnick is swung on and bounced to the right side. Fielded at first by Rojas, and he flips it to Kalish, covering first for the out. And Kelnick is the second out here in the bottom of the first inning. Now Eric Mejia will be the batter. The second time the Red Ears faced Kalish was in Salt Lake City, and they really got to him for 11 hits and 6 runs in 4 1/3 innings. Mejia stands in. He had a big weekend in Sugar Land, and he takes the first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. He's hit safely in his last four games, going 10 for 16. Lots of doubles there in Sugar Land, too. Now the 1-1 to Mejia. Swung on it, bounced to the left side, fielded on the second hop by Palamaki, and the shortstop throws out Mejia. And that does it for Tacoma. The bottom of the first inning, three up, three down. Jake Kalish sets down the side in order. We go to the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play. Opening game of a six-game homestand. Hey, there's still tickets available for the July 3rd fireworks extravaganza on Sunday night here at Cheney Stadium, our annual biggest game of the year here in Tacoma, and you can still be a part of it. Tickets are available. Visit TacomaRedEars.com, or you can stop by the box office here at Cheney this week during normal business hours. First pitch from Connor Wade to Jose Rojas is in for a strike. Rojas, left-hand hitter, batting .242 with seven homers, and he takes inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Rojas coming off a three-hit game on Sunday in Salt Lake's last game. So here's one down low for a ball, 2-1. Whole league was off yesterday. Both of these teams flew into town yesterday. So here's a swing and a miss. Strike two to Rojas. Rainiers got here in the early afternoon, and the guys got to enjoy it. A summer day in Tacoma. And probably joking today. Well, that's it. That's the end of the summer. Here's the 2-2. And it is reached for and hit the other way and threw into left field. A base hit for Rojas going against the shift, hitting the ball to the opposite field. And that's the first base runner of the game for either team. Jose Rojas with a single to left field. And now Kian Wong is the hitter. Wong, left-hand batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Wong's hitting .286 with one homer, .716 OPS. Right here's holding the runner on at first. Zach Green covering the bag. So the 0-1 is outside for a ball, 1-1. Defensively, up the middle tonight, the Red Ears have Haggerty at second base and McCoy at short, with Mejia handling third. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. And the outfield is Scott Heineman in left, Jared Kelnick in center, and Marcus Wilson in right. Two-one pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Counts even, 2-2. Wade struck out two in the first inning. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it's down low, ball three. Wade has not been a big strikeout pitcher with the Red Ears in 38 innings this season coming into play today. He struck out 22 and walked 8. Control pitcher who tries to get a lot of soft contact like this. A little fly to shallow right center, and there's Marcus Wilson to make the catch. One away at the top of the second inning. Wong flies out harmlessly to the right fielder. And now Jack Mayfield will be the hitter. Mayfield, a former Rainier for a minute last year, got into one game for Tacoma last season. This year he's been with the Angels organization all year instead of moving around from team to team on waivers like he did last year. Runner goes, pitches up and in, throw down to second. In time, they got him. O'Keefe throws out Jose Rojas. Sam Haggerty applies the tag, and he was out by a substantial margin at second base. And Haggerty had to get the ball got there with room to spare, which was good because Haggerty kind of dug out the throw and then had to slap the tag on the foot of Rojas. Now the pitch to Mayfield swung out and fouled back. 1-1 the count to Jack Mayfield. Next pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Mayfield made the Angels opening day roster and has been sent down and called up and sent down and called up and sent down again. Now he slices one foul down the right field line. 2-2 the count to Jack Mayfield. Mayfield was running out that last foul ball, so he's just back in the batter's box now. Wade trying to put him away. It's into his motion. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it is outside, ball three. Full count. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is swung on and lined. Leaping grab at second base by Sam Haggerty. And there's the final out of the inning. It was a line shot, but right at the second baseman Haggerty, although he had to jump in the air to reel it in. And that is the final out. No runs for Salt Lake on a hit and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Bears and Bees scoreless. Brian O'Keefe caught a runner trying to steal in the top of this inning, and now he bats to lead off the bottom of the second. And the pitch from Jack Kalish is bounced to third, fielded by Mayfield, and he throws out O'Keefe. One pitch, one out. Jake Kalish getting the ground ball out. Now Zach Green will be the batter. Green hitting .232, 9 homers, 33 runs batted in, .705 OPS. And he's ready to hit. Kalish into his motion, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. Kalish signed with the Angels as a minor league free agent. It was the middle of March, March 19th, when he signed with the Angels. 0-1 pitch grounded to short. That's fielded by Palamaki, and his throw to first is in time to get Green, and two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. Kalish getting quick outs early in the count, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Kalish is out of George Mason University in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Here's his pitch to Marcus Wilson, and it's in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Kalish grew up in New Jersey. Here's his 0-1 on its way. And it's swung on, grounded to the left side, and it's backhanded by Stefanik, and he can't make a throw to first. There was not a collision, but a near collision between Stefanik and the shortstop Palamaki in pursuit of that grounder. And Wilson ends up reaching with what is ruled an infield single. The shift was on, three infielders on the left side, Stefanik moving to backhanded, and Palamaki went leaping out of his way, and Stefanik didn't really field it cleanly on the first try, and I'm not sure he could have gotten Wilson out even if he had. So Wilson's on at first, and here's Scott Heinemann back from the COVID IL, and a toss to first base, and back in standing up is Wilson. Heinemann has not played since June 14th against Sacramento. He was out for 2 weeks. This is just his sixth game with the right ears. As he takes a pitch in there for a strike, Heinemann joined the team, played in five games, hit a grand slam in one of them, landed on the COVID list, and now he's back. 0-1 pitch on its way to the veteran outfielder, and it is outside. 1-1. Rainiers with some new faces joining the club this homestand, or rejoining in the case of Heinemann. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a little bouncer on the right side off the mound. Kalish, he fields it, and he throws out Heinemann at first base. And the inning is over. Well, the right ears get a base runner, but that's it. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on. We go to the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And a cool and damp Tuesday night here, the opening game of a six-game homestand. All night games on this one. As Chad Wallach stands in the batter's box. And the pitch from Connor Wade is bounced foul. There's strike one. Wallach getting 189 in 37 games for Salt Lake. Four homers. 653 OPS. He spent some time in the big leagues with the Angels this year, and he pulls a foul ball on the ground on the third base side. 0-2 the count. Yeah, the 0-2 is fouled at the plate, still 0-2. If you missed it on the pregame show, the right here's new outfielder, Trey Ambergay, is here. Or Trey Ambergee, pardon me. Ambergee is how you pronounce it. So now the next pitch is fouled away. And two pitchers have been added as well. Chris Mazza, who was with Tampa Bay until very recently in the big leagues, and also with AAA Durham. So now the 0-2 pitch is in there for a strike three. Down goes Wallach, and Connor Wade has his third strikeout of the night. One away in the top of the third inning, and that'll bring Jake Palamaki to the plate. Palamaki hitting 313 in 21 games. And the pitch to the switch hitter, who is batting left, is taken outside for a ball. Mariners also added left-handed reliever Brennan Bernardino, who's been pitching in the Mexican League the last few seasons. As here's a swing and a miss by Palamaki. And Bernardino this year had been pitching for Tijuana in the Mexican League. 1-1 is inside for a ball, 2-1. And yesterday, Wyatt Mills was traded to Kansas City in the Carlos Santana deal. 2-1 pitch outside, ball three. And the Rainiers team flight, a commercial flight from Houston, was a morning flight yesterday. Here's one outside, ball four, and Palamaki draws a one-out walk. And now Jake Gatewood will be the batter. As soon as we landed in SeaTac, and you could turn on your cell phone again, I happened to be in the same row as the Rainier's manager, Tim Fedorovich, and his phone starts lighting up right away. And it turns out he had to go tell his player in the airport that he had been traded. Told Wyatt Mills he was on the move to the Royals. Here's the pitch inside to Jake Gatewood. There's ball one. Mills, a Washington native from Spokane, and was really happy to be in the Mariners system. So here's a swing and a foul at the plate. And Mills always pitched great for the Red Ears, but when he got called up, he spent a lot of time in the majors with Seattle last year and this year, but they barely used him at all while he was in the big leagues, so never really got an opportunity to pitch with any regularity in the majors with Seattle. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Gatewood. So hopefully the Royals will give him an extended look at some point this season. One, two pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still 1-2 to Gatewood, who last year was one of the top home run hitters in this league, but this year got a late start to his season because of an injury and comes in to play today with three homers this season. 1-2 pitches inside, and the count's even 2-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Wade gets him swinging for his fourth strikeout of the night. Two down in the top of the third. And now Magna Reese Sierra is the batter. Wade with the four strikeouts. This is already his second highest strikeout total of the season. Pitch to Sierra is fouled off. Strike one. Wade got Sierra looking in the first for his first strikeout of the night. Two down, runner at first base. And the 0-1 is low and away for a ball. 1-1. Now the next pitch inside for a ball. Now pitch is lined into center. Here comes Kaldick, reaches out and makes the catch. A liner to the left center side of center field, and Kaldick came charging in on it and reached out with the glove on his right hand and reeled it in for the final out in the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Alex Blandino, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty do up for the Red Ears against the left-hander Jake Kalish. And the pitch to Blandino is taken for ball one. 1-0 the count. Next pitch to Blandino is a swing and a miss. Blandino hitting 198 with Tacoma, but with a 362 on base percentage, he draws a ton of walks and is frequently on the base paths. He had a two-hit game on Sunday in Sugarland in the Rainier's last outing. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Now Kalish is set, and the 2-1 pitch is up and away, ball three. Now the 3-1 is hit in the air towards right. That struck well. Back is Adele at the track, and he jumps and makes the catch. Joe Adele hauls it in at the warning track with a leap into the air. And Blandino is robbed of extra bases on a fine play by the Salt Lake right fielder. So Blandino with a drive over the head of Adele. And Adele, who has struggled on defense in the majors and at times with Salt Lake as well, made a nice play there. Here's Mason McCoy, and the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. McCoy's batting 241 with a 322 on base percentage, and he's hit seven homers this year. Now the pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. Now Kalish ready with the 1-1 pitch, and it is grounded to the right side and threw into right field. A base hit for Mason McCoy, and he's on with one out in the bottom of the third inning. So McCoy's reached base safely in nine straight games. He's on, and now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Haggerty struck out swinging in the first. He's 0-for-1. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count to Haggerty. Haggerty has a streak. He has reached base with a hit or a walk in his last 20 consecutive AAA games. He did have a stint in the major leagues during the streak. So now the 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. Oh, and to the count to Haggerty. And Kalish is ready. And his pitch is low and outside for a ball. 1-2. Haggerty in the lineup at second base this evening. Here's the 1-2 pitch. No, a toss to first instead, and McCoy's back in standing up. McCoy's 9-for-10 stealing bases with the Rainiers. And the pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Haggerty looking for the second out in the third inning. And Kalish has struck out two, and both times it has been Haggerty whom he has struck out. Jared Keldick now the batter. Keldick got jammed his first time up and grounded out to the first baseman. And the pitch is breaking ball over for a strike. Now, a toss to first base, and back in is McCoy. Runner goes, 0-1 pitch is a strike. Throw down to second base is also a strike, and they get to McCoy. The tag applied by the shortstop, Palamaki, and that is the final out of the inning. McCoy caught stealing for his second time this season in 11 attempts. Raiders do not score the third. They had a hit and no one's left. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma 0, Salt Lake 0.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring.
We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We move on to the fourth inning of play here in Tacoma. The Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees are scoreless. Connor Wade on the mound. He's allowed one hit through three innings. And his first pitch to Michael Stefanik misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch from Wade swung on and bounced to the left side on one hop. Mejia reaches for it, the third baseman, and he throws to first for the out. One away on two pitches in the top of the fourth inning. And now Joe Adell will be the batter. Time for our daily look around the Pacific Coast League. No games yesterday. The whole league was off, but there were games on Sunday. And Salt Lake on Sunday had a wild one against Reno that they won, although it was not easy. There's a swinging strike by Odell, 0-1. And Salt Lake led at home against Reno 9-2 going to the eighth inning. And Reno scored seven runs in the top of the eighth to tie it. Odell blasts one left center field towards the video board, and this one bangs off the video board. A long home run for Joe Odell. And Salt Lake takes a 1-0 lead at the top of the fourth inning. An absolute rocket off the bat of Adell, his ninth homer of the year. We don't see too many home runs off of the video board here at Cheney Stadium. But this was absolutely crushed. Joe Adell hit it 108 miles per hour off the bat. As the pitch now is in for a strike to Jose Rojas. And there was an estimated distance of 442 feet on that home run. Next pitch outside. One ball, one strike to Rojas. So that snaps the scoreless tie. And Adell has homered in consecutive games for Salt Lake as he hit one in that high-scoring affair against Reno on Sunday. In fact, Adell was 3-for-5 in that game with only the triple missing for the cycle. 1-2 pitch is popped up foul behind the plate. Back is O'Keefe near the screen, and he can't get it. It comes down on the other side in the dugout club seats behind home plate. So 1-2 to Rojas. So anyway, Salt Lake was ahead 9-2 after 7. They give up 7 runs at the top of the 8th inning to Reno, and all of a sudden it's 9-9. They scored 3 in the bottom of the 8th to regain the lead 12-9. And Reno wasn't done yet. They scored twice in the top of the 9th and had the tying run on base when the final out was made. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Rojas, and there's out number 2 in the top of the 4th inning. Strikeout number 5 for Wade, and Kian Wong will be next. One of the reasons Reno came back in that game, they had a big game at the plate by Seth Beer, as here's one that misses for a ball. The Reno first baseman's been struggling this year, but not in his last game on Sunday. Went 4-for-4 with a homer and 4 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air to center field. A lazy fly. Coming in is Kelnick, and he makes the catch. Wong is out, and that does it for the Bees in the top of the fourth. But they get the first run of the game on a ringing homer off the bat of Joe Adell. One run on one hit, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
1-0 is our score. Salt Lake with the lead over the Red Ears on the Joe Adell homer. Here's Jared Keldick leading off the bottom of the fourth against the lefty Jake Kalish. And the first pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. Keldick was at the plate last inning when Mason McCoy was caught stealing for the final out. 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is in there for a strike, 0-2 now. So Kelnick behind in the count. No balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is coming. And that's a fastball just low, and the count's even 2-2. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball, and Kelnick is the third strikeout victim of Jake Kalish tonight. One away at the bottom of the fourth, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. More from around the league in the West. Vegas is in first place. They've been hot recently, particularly at home. And they beat Albuquerque with a big comeback on Sunday night in Vegas. Here's one down and in to Mejia. They were trailing the Isotopes 8-4 in the bottom of the eighth, and they scored 5 runs to take a 9-8 lead. And Domingo Tapia closed it out for Vegas, a former Rainier. So here's one in there for a strike to Mejia. The Oakland A's affiliate, Vegas, now 11 games over 500 on the year and in first place in the West with a 3.5 game lead over second place Reno. Next pitch down low to Mejia. And they've played 500 ball on the road, 16-16, and then at home in Las Vegas, they are 11 games over 500, 25-14, best home record in the league. Here's a pop-up foul on the first base side, and that's out of play. The first baseman Rojas was over there, but out of play. 2-2 the count to Eric Mejia. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Mejia. And it is a swing and a foul back. A couple other league notes. The Giants recently traded for Willie Calhoun from the Texas Rangers, and he has arrived in Sacramento. And on Sunday, he had three hits and drove in two runs as they beat El Paso 5-3. 2-2 pitch to Mejia is hit in the air to shallow center, and that's going to drop for a base hit in front of Magnaris Sierra. And Mejia has a one-out single in the bottom of the fourth inning. Third hit of the night for Tacoma. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Mejia now with a five-game hitting streak. 11 for his last 18. Here's O'Keefe. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. From Kalish is fouled, out of play, and the count's even, 1-1. Finally on Sunday, Oklahoma City beat Round Rock 2-1. The Dodgers getting a go-ahead homer from one of their top prospects, infielder Miguel Vargas, hitting his 12th homer of the year. And then today, one of their players with local ties was called up to the big leagues by the LA Dodgers. So now the 1-1 is hit in the air to center field, struck well. Backing up is Sierra, but plenty of room out there, and he makes the catch well shy of the warning track for out number two. O'Keefe is retired, and Mejia remains in first, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Dodgers called up Jake Lamb, the former University of Washington corner infielder, who had been with Oklahoma City since opening day. And today, he got called up by L.A. Here's Zach Green now with the runner at first. And the pitch from Kalish is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. The former Rainier and Mariner, Stefan Romero, was recently called up by the Dodgers. He was only there for a couple of days before he got designated for assignment, and he never appeared in a game for L.A. Now here's one in there for a strike. 1-1 to Green. Next delivery, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And that is strike two, a snap throw to first by Wallach, but back in is Mejia. So Green's behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled. Out of play. One and two the count. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Still 1-2. One, two delivery, bounced foul by Green. Still one ball, two strikes. Rainier's down 1-0, bottom of the fourth inning. They have a runner at first with two outs. Now Kalish is set. And his pitch is swung on, and that's lined into left center field, a base hit. Mejia hits second. It is on his way to third. Green takes the turn at first and holds there. A two-out single for Zach Green, and the Rainiers have runners at the corners. And Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Green lining this one towards left center. Gatewood getting it back in. And now Marcus Wilson will hit, but first the catcher, Chad Wallach, is going to the mound to talk to Kalish a little bit. Well, Wilson reached on an infield single in the second inning, one for one today. And Wilson settles into the batter's box now. See if the right ears can get a clutch two-out hit here. Now the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is high for a ball. 1-1. Wilson has put up an 860 OPS on base plus slugging here in the month of June. 1-1 pitch on its way from Kalish, and there's a fastball called a strike. The catcher, Wallach, was set up inside, and the pitch came over the heart of the plate. Wilson calls his timeout, steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. Mejia at third and Green at first. One ball, two strikes to Wilson. And here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt for a ball and blocked by Wallach. And the count's even 2-2. No, it hit Wilson, they say. It hit him, I guess, in the foot. I thought he had stepped out of the way. Wallach is having a little word with the umpire about it. But Wilson is hit by the pitch, and the bases are loaded. We'll get another look at it here on MILB TV. And if it hit him, it would have hit him after it bounced, I guess. Anyway, Wilson's hit on the leg by the pitch, and the bases are loaded with two outs for Scott Heinemann. And this is interesting. Heinemann has only played in five games for Tecumseh, but in one of them he hit a grand slam. Well, the Salt Lake manager Lou Marzin wants an explanation from the home plate umpire Takahito Matsuda about that last call. And he got his explanation, and he's on his way back to the dugout. So the bases are loaded with two outs for Heinemann. And he looks out towards Kalish. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Interestingly, Heinemann hit his grand slam against Salt Lake in Salt Lake City. As now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. He hit it off reliever Ryan Smith on June 8th. Now this one is swung on, hit in the air to center field, and this is not a grand slam. In fact, it's a really easy out, caught by Sierra. And the Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the fourth. No runs, two hits, there were no errors, and three runners left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 1, Tecumseh nothing. This side would be nothing without a performance
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together. To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, and Salt Lake has a 1-0 lead over the Rainiers. Joe Adell's homer last inning, the only run of the game. First pitch to Jack Mayfield is ripped down the left field line and towards the corner. That's going to be extra bases. Heineman chasing it down, and Mayfield checks in at second base with a double on the first pitch of the fifth inning. So Mayfield yanks a double over the head of the leaping third baseman, Eric Mejia. And now Chad Wallach is the batter. Wallach struck out looking his first time up, but he takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. Oh, and 2-2 the count to Wallach. And this one is swung out and lined into left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And coming around third is Mayfield. He will score as the throw from Heineman comes into second base. It's an RBI single for Chad Wallach, and Salt Lake makes it 2-0 in the top of the fifth. So Wallach singles cleanly to left field. He has his 20th run batted into the season. And there's a runner at first with nobody out for Jake Palamaki. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Wade. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Now, foul back to the screen. 1-1. Now this pitch is down low, 2-1. Now the runner goes and the pitch is fouled back, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is fouled back to the screen. Still 2-2. Wade looking for a strikeout here. Next pitch fouled back. Still 2-2 to Palamaki. Wade's one strikeout away from tying his season high. Now the 2-2. And it is swung on and popped up on the infield on the right side. And the second baseman, Haggerty, makes the catch after Zach Green got tangled up with the runner, Chad Wallach, and Green hit the dirt. And Wallach and Green, they got their legs tied up, it looked like. Wallach got back to the base standing up. Green went down. And luckily for the Red Ears, Haggerty was there to catch the ball. Everyone's all right. One out in the top of the fifth inning. Palamaki pops up to the second baseman, and now Gatewood is the batter. And the pitch is a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here's a swing and a ground ball base hit to left field for Gatewood, and Wallach moves up to second and stops there, and Jake Gatewood has the third hit of the inning for Salt Lake. Well, Wade really cruised through the first four innings, gave up just the one solo homer and only one other hit. Faced one batter over the minimum, in fact, through four innings. But here in the fifth, three of the first four batters have reached base with hits. And it's been the bottom of the order, and now there are runners at first and second with one out. And Salt Lake's leadoff man, Magnary Sierra, is the batter. And Sierra may be the leadoff hitter, but he's been a huge RBI guy for Salt Lake this year, batting .412 when hitting with runners in scoring position this season. And because of that, he leads their team with 37 runs batted in. Wallach at second, Gatewood at first with one out of the pitches. Grounded softly to the left side. The shortstop, McCoy, has it. Throws to first, not in time. Sierra legs it out with his speed, and it's an infield single, and the bases are loaded with one out. This ball was hit to the left side on the ground. McCoy was shifted up the middle. He had to range over to scoop it up. He tried to throw out Sierra as quickly as he could, but Sierra's a very good runner, and he easily beat that out. So the bases are loaded with one away for Stefanik. And he's 0 for 2 today, and he lines one into center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And Wallach will score. And going to third and beating the throw there is Gatewood. He was almost forced out, but he was able to beat the throw from Kelnick. It is a single and an RBI for Stefanik, and it is now 3-0 Salt Lake. First pitch swinging, a clean single to center. Gatewood had a bad read on it. He was going back to second base like he thought it was going to be caught. And that gave Kelnick the thought that he might be able to throw him out at third base. They didn't even have to tag him. It was a force play. And Gatewood just did beat the throw from Kelnick. Now here's Adele, who homered his last time up, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Bases still loaded and only one out. There is some activity in the Red Ears bullpen for the first time tonight. A left-hander is throwing. That narrows it down to eight, as here's a pitch inside for a ball. The Seattle Mariners' collection of AAA relief pitchers is really growing rapidly. And they now have eight left-handers in the bullpen. Sears a swing and a foul back. 1-2 the count. They also have seven right-handers in the bullpen. So we're looking at 15 relievers right now for the Rainiers, which I believe is a franchise record. Congratulations, Seattle Mariners player acquisition department. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Big strikeout there for Connor Wade. Two down now. Wade with his sixth strikeout. And now Jose Rojas, a left-hand hitting first baseman and cleanup man for Salt Lake, settles into the batter's box. And they're not going to the left-hander now. They're going to stick with Wade for another hitter, see if he can finish the top of the fifth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch coming. And this is down low for a ball. 1-1. Bases loaded, two outs, 3-0. The pitch is lined down the right field line and into the corner, extra bases. And Gatewood scores, Sierra scores. Coming to third is Stefanik. He'll stop there. It's a two-run double for Jose Rojas. And Salt Lake makes it 5-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Rojas pulling that one down the right field line. And that is going to do it for Connor Wade. Well, Tim Fedorovich decided to give him a chance to get out of the inning. He had a lefty in the pen, but let Wade face Rojas after he had just struck out Adele. And Rojas came through with the two-run double for Salt Lake. That knocks out Wade, and the Red Ears are going to the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change with two outs at the top of the fifth. Our score is Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through June 28th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're at the top of the fifth inning here in Tacoma. The Red Ears trailing Salt Lake 5-0. And Fernando Abad comes in from the bullpen to face Kian Wong with the runners at second and third and two outs. Wade went 4 2/3, allowed 8 hits and 5 runs all earned. He's responsible for the current base runners. He walked 1 and struck out 6. So Abad in from the pen, his 16th appearance for Tacoma, 0-1 with a 4.67 ERA, and his pitch to Kian Wong is fouled off. There's strike one. Wong, the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning for Salt Lake. The Bees have put 4 on the board this inning. Abad is ready, and the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1. And Fernando Abad decides that he doesn't like the baseball. He trades it out. Gets a fresh one from the home plate umpire. Abad, the lefty from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. 36 years old, and there's a breaking ball fouled off, and it's 1-2. Chabad trying to strand these two base runners that he inherited. Stefanik at third and Rojas at second. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Kian Wong, and it is swung on and blooped into shallow left, tight to the line, and it falls in fair territory. That's a hit. Stefanik scores. Rojas scores. It's a two-run single for Kian Wong, and it is 7-0 Salt Lake. This ball was not hit hard at all, but it was hit to a very good place by Wong. For him, right down the line. And a two-run single. Six-run rally for the Bees, who have now batted around. Close the books on Wade. He gets charged with all 7 runs. And here's Mayfield, who started this inning off with a double. And he takes a breaking pitch in there for a strike. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-1. And the 1-1 is breaking ball outside, 2-1. Seven runs on 9 hits total for Salt Lake. 6 runs on 7 hits this inning. 2-1 pitch. Curveball drops in there for a called strike. And the count's even 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. In the dirt for a ball. The runner was moving, and Wong steals second base. As the pitch was in the dirt and there was nothing O'Keefe could do to try to throw out the base dealer. Now the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left field. Back this goes, and it is gone off the light standard. Jack Mayfield with a 2-run homer to left field, and it just continues for Salt Lake. They now lead 9-0. Mayfield with his second home run for Salt Lake this season. A 2-run shot to left center. 8 runs have scored here at the top of the 5th inning. This was a breaking ball just lifted out of here by Mayfield. And now Chad Wallach is the batter. What an uprising here for Salt Lake. So there's a swing and a miss by Wallach. We had a 1-0 game after 4. Looked like we were settling in for a really nice pitcher's duel. And Salt Lake is still batting here at the top of the 5th. Next pitch to Wallach is down low for a ball. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, 1-2. So 1-2 the count. And Abad with the Ephus, and it is just outside for a ball. 2-2. He likes to mix those in from time to time, and that time he thought that he had maybe hit the strike zone with it. 2-2 to Wallach. Swing and a miss, strike 3, threw a fastball past him, and that finally closes out the top of the 5th inning. Salt Lake sends 11 batters to the plate, and 8 of them score. 8 runs on 8 hits. There were no Tacoma errors and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 0.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Salt Lake with a 9-0 lead over the Tacoma Rainiers after scoring 8 runs in the top of the fifth. Leading off the bottom of the fifth is Alex Blandino, and the pitch from Jake Kalish is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Blandino flied out to deep right field in the third inning. Joe Adell making a nice play on a ball hit over his head. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to Blandino. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch down low, 2-1. Now, we were talking about this earlier, but on Sunday, Salt Lake had a 9-2 lead going to the eighth inning, and they allowed Reno to score 7 runs in the eighth to tie it up. So just because it's 9-0 now in the fifth, that does not mean this game's over. So here's one up high for a ball to Blandino, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch is inside, ball 4, and Blandino draws his walk, heads down to first base. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. 37th walk of the year drawn by Alex Blandino. He ranked 6th in the league in walking coming into play today. Now the pitch to McCoy is in there for a called strike. Now McCoy takes a strike. 0-2. So the 0-2 pitch from Kalish is a swing and a tapper foul off the very end of the bat. Still no balls, 2 strikes. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Mondays are off days for all of the full season teams in the minors for the most part this year. So the Mariners' full season teams were all off yesterday. So here's a little tapper to third, fielded by Mayfield. Goes to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. McCoy avoids being doubled up. But Blandino is forced out at second, and one man is out in the bottom of the fifth. Now Sam Haggerty is the batter. The Mariners did have their Arizona Rookie League team, or well, it's now called the Arizona Complex League, They play on Mondays, and they had a game against the Angels yesterday. So here's a pitch in for a strike. And these are really young players. A lot of them are teenagers in the Arizona Complex League. But two of the Mariners' recent major international signings were in the lineup yesterday. So here's a swing and a miss by Haggerty. They lost the game to the Angels, but third baseman Starlin Aguilar had two hits with a double. He's hitting .328. I believe he was in the 2020 international class. As here's one up and away to Haggerty. And he got a seven-figure bonus. And then right fielder Gabriel Gonzalez is already on a lot of prospect lists involving the Mariners. He had a hit and a walk and drove in a run yesterday. He's hitting .380 in the Arizona Rookie League. Here's a pitch of the dirt. It bounces away from the catcher, and taking second is McCoy. So the runner moves up. Runner at second with one out. Haggerty with the one ball, two strikes count. Gabriel Gonzalez in the Arizona Rookie League, 18 years old from Venezuela. Signed last year. Here's a drive by Haggerty down the right field line, and that gets down and goes into the corner for extra bases. Scoring from second is McCoy. In at second base with a double and an RBI is Sam Haggerty. And the Red Ears are on the board. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 1. Sam Haggerty drives one to right, a liner to the opposite field, and he ends up with a double. His 11th of the season, his 25th run batted in. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick is 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a strikeout, and now he pulls one into right field for a base hit. This will score Haggerty from second easily. Kelnick stops at first with a single and an RBI, and it is 9-2. So Jared Kelnick comes through with a base hit off the lefty. Got a fastball there from Kalish. Pulled it into right. Now Eric Mejia will try to keep it going. Mejia is 1 for 2. He singled his last time up. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. There's action in the Red Ears bullpen. I believe that's Rowenis Elias swarming up. Well, Salt Lake scored 8 runs in the top of this inning, and the Red Ears have gotten 2 back in the bottom, and there's still only 1 out. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 2. O-2 pitch in the dirt. Did he go with his swing? No. Taking second base is Kelnick. Wild pitch. Here comes the 1-2 from Kalish. Swung on and hit in the air. Shallow left center. Back is Palamaki. Called off by the left fielder Gatewood, who makes the catch. 2 men are gone. Catcher Ryan O'Keefe. Brian O'Keefe now the batter. O'Keefe's 0 for 2, having grounded out and flied out to deep center. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. 1-0 the count to O'Keefe. Kalish leads the league with 7 wins. He needs to get another out to be able to be eligible for a win today while pitching with a big lead. His pitch count for the game still relatively low at 77. Now the 1-0 to O'Keefe. Breaking ball outside. 2 balls, no strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1, and it is swung on and bounced to the left side. The shortstop has it. Palamaki throws to first in time to get O'Keefe, and the inning is over. Right here, settle for 2 runs in the 5th on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on. We are through 5 innings tonight. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 2.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the 6th inning. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 2. New pitcher in for the Red Ears as Rowenis Elias enters the game from the bullpen. And Elias will face Jake Palamaki, Jake Gatewood, and Magnaris Sierra. So Elias in from the pen, and this is his 16th appearance for Tacoma. No record of 3.44 ERA. And he'll face Jake Palamaki to start things off. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Previous pitcher Fernando Abad went a third of an inning, allowed 2 hits and 2 runs, no walks, 1 strikeout. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even to Palamaki, 1-1. Elias into his motion, and the 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 delivery is down and in, ball 3. Three-one pitch coming. Swung on and hit high in the sky and foul and out of play. Into the seats here at Cheney Stadium. Full count now. This is the first game of a homestand. We'll be here all week, including tomorrow night's game at 6:05 p.m. And the Red Ears tomorrow will send Justice Sheffield to the hill. As the 3-2 is down low to Palamaki, and he has a leadoff walk in the top of the sixth inning. So he heads down to first base, and now Jake Gatewood is the hitter. Salt Lake tomorrow is starting Reed Detmers, who will be making his first minor league appearance of the year after having been in the Angels' starting rotation. And you may recall he threw a no-hitter this season, just last month. So here's a breaking ball, and a balk was called. The pitch does not count. A balk was called on Elias, and Palamaki is awarded second base. I believe the first base umpire, Jacob Metz, called that balk. So the pitch does not count. And now Elias with his first real pitch to Gatewood. And it's a swing and a little bouncer to the right of the mound and picked up by the first baseman Green. Tossed to Elias, covering first in time for the out. But the runner moves up. Palamaki's now at third with one out. Gatewood retired. And now Magnarese Sierra will be the batter. Sierra's 1-for-3 with an infield single and a run scored. Don't think Elias cared for that balk, as we just saw the replay on MILB TV. There's a breaking ball inside to Sierra. I want to know the count. So yeah, Reed Detmers pitched a no-hitter on May 11th against Tampa. And tomorrow he's starting here at Cheney Stadium. So here's one inside. 2-0 now. Infield drawn in here with a runner at third and one out. Now Elias with a 2-0 pitch. And there's another breaking ball inside, ball 3. If he wants to, the Salt Lake manager Lou Marzin can not only start Detmers tomorrow, but he can also start the catcher who caught his no-hitter in the big leagues, Chad Wallach, who's also with Salt Lake right now. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Sierra was taking all the way and backing away from the batter's box, and the pitch was called a strike. Now the 3-1 is coming, and it is a fastball called a strike, 3-2. So full count, 3-2, and the pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball 4, and Sierra ends up drawing the walk. And runners are at the quarters with one out for Michael Stefanik. A couple of walks issued by Elias here, who doesn't usually walk guys. Had only 5 in 18 and a third innings for Tacoma this season prior to today. Well, he hasn't been able to hit the zone with his breaking ball. So first and third, one out for Stefanik, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And the pitch from Elias is a fastball called a strike. The runner went down to second. Throw from O'Keefe, and he got him. Sierra caught stealing, tagged out by Sam Haggerty for the second out of the inning. And Brian O'Keefe has gunned down 2 base stealers tonight as he just fired down to Haggerty and got Sierra. A strong throw. And Sierra thrown out for his fourth time this year in 18 tries trying to steal. He's been very successful. But this time the Rainiers got him. Now the pitch to Stefanik is blooped foul on the move, and having the ball pop out of his glove is a sliding Zach Green in foul territory on the first base side. Simply a foul ball, A for effort for Green here, but he just couldn't hang on to it. So no balls, two strikes. And Elias is ready. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-2. Elias trying to put a zero up there in the top of the sixth inning. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center. Coming in is Kelnick towards right center, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. So Elias works around a couple of walks. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score, Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is 9-2. Salt Lake with the lead over the Tacoma Rainiers. New pitcher in to work on the mound for the Bees. It's the former Rainier, Zach Weiss, who was part of the Tacoma Championship squad of last year. And he was a free agent after the season. He signed a minor league deal with the Angels, and he's been with Salt Lake all season long. And Weiss, the hard-throwing righty, 1-2 with a 4.68 ERA in 22 appearances for Salt Lake. Here's his pitch to Zach Green, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a foul back. Counts even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And now here's one in there for a called strike. 2-2 to Green. And now a fastball down low. Full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. And that's it for Zach Green. One away at the bottom of the sixth inning. Weiss strikes out the first batter he faces. He has 28 strikeouts in 25 and a third innings this season. There's the pitch to Marcus Wilson, and it is a fastball down low, ball one. Now a swing and a miss. Counts one and one. One and one coming. Down low, two and one. Well, here's a interesting weather stat that has come out of Seattle, where the Mariners game is underway tonight against Baltimore. They always announce the time, or the game time temperature, you know, in the big leagues, and it goes in the box score often, as there's a pitch in for a strike. So they have records of this. And apparently today marked the second largest change in game time temperature from one game to the next game the very next day in Mariners history. So here's a bouncer foul, first base side. Yesterday's game time temperature was 87. This is in Seattle. And today was 59 for a 28-degree difference from one day to the next. I'm sure ours, well, we didn't play yesterday, but if we did, it'd be something right around there too, of course. Now the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Wilson goes down swinging, back-to-back strikeouts for Weiss. And now Heinemann will bet. Apparently in April of 2008, the Mariners had back-to-back home games that went from 80 degrees one night to 50 the next for a 30-degree change from one day to the next. Swing and a miss by Scott Heinemann. Well, swing and a miss, strike two. You know, the Mariners' weather stats really, I guess, just begin with the creation of what was then Safeco Field in 2000, because prior to that, they played strictly in the Kingdom, indoors for all their home games. 0-2 pitch. In there for a called strike three, and down goes Heinemann, and Zach Weiss strikes out the side in the bottom of the sixth inning against his former team. Three up, three down. We go to the seventh. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 2.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking good, Mrs. Dobbs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration, they need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 9, Tacoma 2. Another new pitcher for the Red Ears. Matt Cook is in from the bullpen. And Cook will face the heart of the Salt Lake order here in the seventh inning. Joe Adell, Jose Rojas, and Kian Wong. Roenis Elias worked a scoreless sixth. Didn't allow any hits. Walked two, no strikeouts. Got into and out of a jam. So Cook in from the pen. He's 1-1 with a 4.08 ERA, has three saves this season, which ties him for the team lead in that category with Nick Ramirez. And Cook is in his 19th appearance for the Red Ears. 24 strikeouts, six walks in 17 and two-thirds innings. Here's the pitch to Joe Adell, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. And Cook to the plate, and this pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. Now pitch called a strike. 1-2. One, two on its way to Adell, and it swung on and bounced foul third base side. A final from New York. Yankees beat Oakland today 2-1. So now here's one outside for a ball to Adell. 2-2 now. And former Mariner farmhand, now with the Yankees, J.P. Sears, tossed 5 2/3 scoreless innings to get the win for the Yankees. And he outdueled Frankie Montas, who went 6 and allowed 2 runs for Oakland. So there's ball 3 to Adell. Montas going to be a hot commodity at the trade deadline coming up in a couple of weeks. Well, 4 weeks, I guess, July 31st. 3-2 pitch, fouled away on the first base side. The Yankees have won 15 of their last 19, and they are now 55-20 on the year. 35 games over 500. And it's the best start in the majors after 75 games, as here's a swing and a miss, strike three. And Joe Adell has struck out. Cook gets the whiff, and now Jose Rojas will be the batter. Yankees with the best start after 75 games since the 2001 Seattle Mariners, who won 116, tied the major league record. Here's a pitch inside to Jose Rojas, ball one. And if the Yankees keep going at this pace, they are going to be challenging that 116 win mark late in the season. So here's a pitch in for a strike. But it is very difficult to maintain a win rate like that over the course of a whole season, because things happen. So the 1-1 pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Their lineup has been very healthy this year. 2-1 pitch to Rojas. Swing and a miss. And the count's even 2-2. Nice looking slider there from Matt Cook. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. And Cook's pitch is just off the plate outside to Rojas, and the count goes full 3-2. And the payoff, grounded foul, first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Cook trying to put him away. The payoff pitch swung on, hit in the air towards right. This is struck well. Wilson's back at the track, at the fence, and it is gone. A home run for Jose Rojas. His eighth of the year, and Salt Lake has reached double digits. They have the lead 10-2 over Tacoma in the top of the seventh inning. And Rojas has now singled, doubled, and homered today. His eighth home run for Salt Lake. And the pitch now to Kian Wong is in for a strike. Now swinging a bouncer foul. Now a swing and a foul again. Still no balls, two strikes. And this pitch is waved at and missed. There's strike three, and Kian Wong is the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for Cook. And that'll bring Jack Mayfield to the plate. That homer by Rojas, the third he has hit against Tacoma this year. He had a two-home run game against the Red Ears in Salt Lake City. As here's a pitch up high to Mayfield. Now 2-0 the count to Mayfield. Here's the 2-0, and it is low and outside, ball three. So Cook's falling behind in the count, 3-0. And this one is in for a strike. 3-1 now. And Cook Fires another one in there at the knees to bring the count full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the payoff is outside, ball four, and Mayfield ends up drawing the walk. So that'll bring Chad Wallach to the dish. Wallach's one for three with a single, a run scored, and a run batted in. If you're joining us late, this game really changed in one half inning, as here's a swing and a foul back by Wallach. Salt Lakewood led 1-0 after four, and then in the top of the fifth inning, they scored 8 runs. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball. Now the 1-1 coming. Breaking ball outside, and it's 2-1 to Wallach. Cook trying to close out the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch is swung on and blooped towards the second baseman, Haggerty, who makes the catch. A couple of steps onto the outfield grass behind the second base bag, and that is the final out at the top of the seventh. But Salt Lake adds a run, 1 run on 1 hit, the Jose Rojas homer. There were no errors and 1 man left. It's the seventh inning stretch. Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 2.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium, and it is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 2. Right here is with Alex Blandino, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty set to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. And new pitcher for Salt Lake is Austin Warren, who is a major leaguer on a rehab assignment, as he's been on the Angels injured list with a right tricep strain. Warren has pitched in 9 games for the Angels this year, 2-0 with a 3.97 ERA. He had some spectacular outings against Tacoma last year when he was with Salt Lake, and eventually got called up by the Angels last year and had a 1.77 ERA in his first 16 big league games. Well, he's ready to face Alex Blandino, and Warren's pitch is up and in, and that is ball one. Warren, 26-year-old righty out of University of North Carolina, Wilmington. His next pitch is up high for a ball. To a deal. Warren has pitched in four games for Salt Lake City this year. As he throws a strike now to Blandino, and the count goes to 2-1. So here comes the 2-1 pitch to Blandino, and it is outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. And the next one's coming. And it is outside, ball four, leadoff walk. Blandino heads down to first base. Second walk he has drawn today. And so he's on to get things started. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy has singled and reached on a fielder's choice. Final from the National League. Braves beat the Phillies in Philadelphia 5-3. Here's a swing and a foul back by McCoy. The Phillies were just red hot, and then Bryce Harper recently got injured and is having surgery on his thumb. And that's just a huge blow for the Phillies. To lose an MVP caliber player. So now the 0-1 is swung on and looped out into right. Coming in on the ball is Adell, and he makes the catch. And racing to get back to first base is Blandino. Adell came in on that ball and kind of had to sprawl forward to catch it in shallow right field. So one out, runner at first, and now Sam Haggerty is the bat. So Atlanta gets the win at Philly. Matt Olson, two homers for the Braves, giving him a dozen now on the year. So here's the pitch to Haggerty, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 high. Two balls, no strikes. Nationals beat the Pirates 3-1 as Patrick Corbin tied his career high with a dozen strikeouts and allowed just one run in eight innings. Two-oh pitch, swing and a miss by Haggerty. 2-1. Nats won that game late on a go-ahead two-run double in the eighth inning by Yadiel Hernandez, a former PCL player with Fresno in 2019. 2-1 pitch, down and in. 3-1 to Haggerty. The pitch is swung out and fouled away. Full count, 3-2. Astros beat the Mets tonight in New York, 9-1 interleague play. Framber Valdez with eight innings without allowing an earned run. He's now 8-3. Kyle Tucker hit a three-run homer. Yordan Alvarez hit his 23rd bomb for Houston. Here's the 3-2 to Haggerty. And it is swung on and fouled away. The Astros just played a standard American League series against the Yankees. this past weekend in the Bronx. And then now they're starting an interleague series against the Mets, also in New York. I wonder if they changed hotels. Or they just stay in the same place. Here's one up and in, and that's ball four, right? Yeah, okay. Haggerty took a minute, but now he's going to head down to first base, and Blandino advances to second, and Tacoma has two on with one out. Now Jared Kelnick is the hitter. Kelnick's 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the fifth. Austin Warren is ready. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike. A fastball at 93 on the radar gun. Kelnick's RBI single extended his hitting streak to 5 in a row. 10 hits in his last 23 at-bats. Oh, one pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. So an even count. Runners have their leads. And the 1-1 pitch swung on, wrapped on the ground to the right side. Stefanik has it, goes to the shortstop for one. Relay back to first in time. They turn the double play, and that ends the bottom of the seventh inning. Kelnick grounds into the 4-6-3 double play. Right here's no runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We go to the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 2. And the right ears bring in a new pitcher, left-hander Danny Young in from the pen. Young on in relief of Matt Cook, who went one inning, allowed one hit and one run, walked one and struck out two. So Young appears in his 20th game tonight. No record, two saves, a 5.50 ERA, and 18 innings of work. And he spent time in the majors with the Mariners this year. He's ready to go. Here's his pitch to Palamaki, and it is swung on and grounded softly to short. Scooped up by McCoy, tossed to first. In time for the out. One pitch, one out in the top of the eighth inning. And now Jake Gatewood is the batter. Gatewood 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, one pitch to Gatewood. Outside for a ball. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball. 2-1. Now a swing and a foul at the plate, and the count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Young, the lefty out of the University of Florida, with his pitch, and it is a breaking ball that did not hit the outside edge of the automated strike zone. Young thought it did, and O'Keefe, the catcher, thought it did, and the computer said nope. 3-2 pitch is fouled away by Gatewood. The automated ball strike system being used in all 10 Pacific Coast League ballparks this season. Three, two, swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. So still three balls, two strikes. And the payoff. Reached for and tapped slowly to short. And McCoy has it, has to release it quickly to first. Just in time for the out to get Gatewood. And that is the second out at the top of the eighth inning. Close play at first base, but McCoy got him. Ball was just tapped, and it was kind of a bounding ball, so McCoy had to charge it, but he also had to be careful that he didn't get caught between hops. He had to be able to pick it and then obviously make a really quick throw to first. Not an easy play. Here's a swing and a miss at a slider by Magnarese Sierra, and it's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch, slider outside, one ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Young trying to put him away, and Sierra just did get a piece of that breaking ball. Still 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, strike three. Young got him with his slider. He was just going to keep throwing him slider after slider after slider, and he did, and eventually struck out Magnarese Sierra to wrap up the top of the eighth. Three up, three down with a strikeout. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze.
Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Moving on to the bottom of the 8th inning here at Tacoma. It's been all Salt Lake Bees, 10-2. Although the difference of the game is just the one half inning, the top of the 5th inning when Salt Lake scored 8 runs. If we could just, you know, erase that half inning, just get some white out, erase that, replace that 8 with a 0, we'd have a 2-2 tie, but you're not allowed to do that, even with all the rule changes. New pitcher for Salt Lake is Brian Moran, and his first pitch to Eric Mejia is outside for a ball, 1-0. Mejia is 1-for-3 with a single. And the next pitch is in there for a strike. Moran's a former Rainier who this year with Salt Lake is 1-0 with a 4.79 ERA in 18 games. And his next pitch is up and away, 2-1. Moran is all about deception and has been his whole career. Never a hard thrower, but a guy who gives a very different look on the mound. Hides the ball well. And his next pitch is outside to Mejia. The count goes to 3-1. Swung on and fouled back. Full count, 3-2. Mariners and Orioles 0-0 in the top of the 5th inning. Robbie Ray on the mound against Dean Kramer and Baltimore. Three-two pitch, swung on and fouled off. Mejia hanging in there. Fan with a foul ball. So the 3-2 again is swung on and fouled off again. This time grounded down the third baseline. Three-two again from Moran to Mejia. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an 85-mile-per-hour fastball. And there's the first out at the bottom of the 8th. And that 85-mile-per-hour fastball, just with Moran's delivery and his ability to hide the ball, it seems like it's thrown a lot harder than that. And the pitch to O'Keefe is fouled back. There's strike one. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox today in Toronto 6-5 in a very close game back and forth as there's a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. And the Jays won it in the bottom of the 9th on a game-winning and game-ending RBI single by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Here's a foul back by O'Keefe. Oh, and 2 the count to the Tacoma catcher. O'Keefe's had some fun tonight behind the plate. He's thrown out 2 base stealers. 0-2 pitch is pulled in the air to left. This is deep, back, and gone. Brian O'Keefe hits one out of here to left field. His 6th of the year. And the Red Ears make it a 10-3 ball game as O'Keefe circles the bases. And he gives the Rainiers faithful, who have stuck this one out, something to cheer about in the late innings. Now Zach Green will be the batter. That was the Rainiers' 100th homer of the season. 100. It's a pitch to Green, misses for a ball. Rainiers are fourth in the Pacific Coast League in homers by a team. Fourth team to reach 100, I guess, is a better way to say it. Rainiers have reached 100 homers without having one big-time power guy who has somewhere near 20, like a bunch of the teams do have. So here's one low to Green, 2-0. The Rainiers team leader has a dozen. That's Marcus Wilson. Here's a strike to Green, 2-1. Rainiers have had their homers spread all up and down the lineup. So here's a swing and a foul, 2-2. Hey, just kind of run through it. Zach Green up now. He has 9 homers. Eric Mejia has 9 homers. Kelnick has 8 homers. Joe Odom has 8 homers. McCoy has 7. Just a whole bunch of guys with totals like that. Here's a drive down the right field line, but it is caught by the right fielder Adele ranging towards the corner. Solid contact from Green, but he lines out to the right fielder. 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th. And now Marcus Wilson is the batter. Wilson 1-for-2 with a single. And he's been hit by a pitch, and he is struck out. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Twins and Guardians, top two teams in the AL Central, split a doubleheader today. Cleveland won the first game 3-2. Sears one outside to Wilson. Ahmed Rosario with a go-ahead two-run single in the 8th. For Cleveland, former PCL player Ahmed Rosario. He was with Vegas back then. So here's one down and in to Wilson. And then the Twins won the second game 6-0 behind the pitching of Josh Winder, who went 6 scoreless innings. Byron Buxton hit his 20th homer. Here's a foul back by Wilson. Still 2-2. Two delivery, low ball 3. Full count 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Marcus Wilson. And Moran to the plate, and this is a called strike 3 on the inside edge, and Wilson has struck out. The inning is over. Rainiers get a run on the O'Keefe homer. It was the only hit, and there was no one left. We go to the 9th inning. It is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 3.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 3. Opening game of a six-game homestand for the Red Ears. Tomorrow night's game will be at 6.05 p.m. And Tacoma starts Justice Sheffield against the Salt Lake Bees left-hander Reed Detmers, who was the Angels' first-round pick in 2020 and threw a no-hitter in the big leagues earlier this year. And the Angels sent him down, and he's starting here tomorrow against the Rainiers. So we'll get our first ever in-person look at Reed Detmers tomorrow. Well, first, got to finish this one off. Matt Festa in to pitch the ninth for Tacoma. And his pitch to Michael Stefanik is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers using some of their top relievers in this game in which they're down big in the late innings. Danny Young, a three up, three down eighth, and now Festa in for the ninth. So here's a fastball outside to Stefanik. 2-0 the count. Festa in his third appearance since being mysteriously optioned to AAA by the Mariners. His 2-0 pitch is up and away for a ball, 3-0. Behind in the count. Festa comes set. 3-0 pitch is high, ball four, and it's the first base runner he's allowed since joining the Rainiers. Festa walks Michael Stefanik. And now Joe Adell is the hitter. Adell's 1-for-4 with a homer and three strikeouts. Brewers beat the Rays today in Tampa 5-3 as the pitch to Adell is outside. And the Brewers welcomed back from the injured list one of their top players, pitcher Brandon Woodruff. And he allowed just two hits and one run in five innings and struck out 10 and got the win in his return to action. 1-0 pitch to Adell is high for a ball, 2-0. And Festa has missed with six pitches. He thought that last one was a strike, and the computer said no, and he's smiling about it. Who are you going to argue with? No one. That's the, I guess, the beauty of the computer ball strike system. And this one's down low, ball three. Three and oh to Adell. And the pitch is ball four up high. And now O'Keefe's going to go to the mound and talk to Festa. As back-to-back four-pitch walks have started the inning. And now the plate umpire is talking to O'Keefe, who went out to the mound to talk to Festa, and Festa threw the baseball out of play, and the plate umpire, I guess, didn't like how they didn't ask permission to put a new ball into play, I guess, and so O'Keefe was talking about that with the plate umpire, Matsuda, and now Tim Fedorovich is talking to the plate umpire just to figure out what's going on here. And meanwhile, Festa, during that second walk, threw three pitches during that at-bat that the automated ball strike system called balls that he thought may have been strikes. So, all right, two on, no one out in the ninth. And Festa will face Jose Rojas. And here's the pitch from the right-hander to Rojas, who homered earlier, and it is in there for a strike. And we are contractually obligated to let you know that Jose Rojas is a triple away from hitting for the cycle. He singled in the second, doubled in the fifth, and homered in the seventh. 0-1 from Festa. Over for strike two. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes to Rojas. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up on the third base side in foul ground. Mejia makes the catch, and there is the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Rojas fouls out, one away, and Kian Wong will be next. Rangers beat the Royals 8-3. Marcus Semien starting to do some things for Texas. They're one of their big free agent signings. He had three hits and a homer today. Scored three runs, drove in four. And John Gray's been throwing well for him. He allowed one run in seven innings, got the win. Here's a fastball in there for a strike to Wong. 0-1 the count. Now Festa ready. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Strike two. Looked at the AL West standings this morning, and it was kind of a shock to the system to see the Rangers in second place. They are a game under 500 even after winning today. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Festa takes care of Kian Wong on three pitches. And there's the second out at the top of the ninth inning. In the bottom of the inning, the right here scheduled hitters are Heineman, Blandino, and McCoy. Festa ready to go. Here's his pitch to Mayfield, and it is a breaking ball, a slider for a strike. Oh, one from Festa. Fastball called a strike at the knees. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a slider, and Festa overcomes the back-to-back walks to toss a scoreless top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Rainiers need a big rally. It is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 3. And a new pitcher in for the Salt Lake Bees to try to close it out. It's Gerardo Reyes. So Reyes on in relief of Brian Moran, who worked one inning, allowed one run on one hit, a solo homer, and he did not walk anybody and struck out two. So Reyes comes on, his 23rd appearance, 3-4 with four saves and a 4.09 ERA in 22 innings. He has struck out 29 and walked 13. Scott Heineman to start things off for Tacoma. See if the Rainiers can maybe start to put something together here. You never know in this game, especially in this league, as here's a swing and a miss by Heineman. There's strike one. We have seen some crazy comebacks over the years. Oh, one pitch coming to Heineman, and it is up high and inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Mariners and Orioles still 0-0 now in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. 95 on the gun from Reyes. So one ball, two strikes to Heineman. Now the pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike three at the knees, 96. And Heineman is the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Remember, in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show, we always recap the scoring of the Rainiers game, and then we also do a Major League Baseball scoreboard and check the PCL scores as well, get you caught up on everything going on around the game. So stay tuned for that. Pitch to Alex Blandino is inside for a ball, 1-0. Blandino is 0-1 with two walks tonight. Continues to get on base at a good clip. Yeah, the 1-0 is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0. Down low, ball three. Three-oh delivery. Called a strike, and it's 3-1. And this one is poured in there for a strike. Full count, 3-2. Now this one is low and away, ball four, and Blandino draws his fourth walk, or third walk of the game. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Now this one is up and in for a ball. 1-0 is low for a ball to Adele. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. 3-0. No walks. When you're looking to make a big comeback, walks really help. And the pitch is outside, ball four, and McCoy walks. Blandino moves to second, and two on with one out. Sam Haggerty has reached base twice tonight. He has a double and a walk. He's driven in a run and scored a run. And the pitching coach for Salt Lake is having a visit on the mound. It's Jairo Cuevas. So they're chatting. Conference breaking up now. Haggerty digs into the batter's box. And the pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. Gerardo Reyes on the hill. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and hit in the air to left, and this is pretty routine. Gatewood is under it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two, and the Red Ears are down to their final out. Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Just try to extend this game. Kelnick's 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Looks out towards Reyes, and the pitch is a fastball on the outside edge for a called strike. Owen won the count. And this pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1. Now this one is a swing and a miss, strike two. The Red Ears are down to their last strike. The runner at second is Blandino, and Mason McCoy is at first. One ball, two strikes to Kelnick. Gerardo Reyes with his pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air down the left field line. Gatewood over towards the foul line and into foul ground. He makes the catch, and that's the final out of the ball game. Kelnick flies out to the left fielder, and the Red Ears do not score in the ninth. And Salt Lake takes this one by a final score of 10-3. So the Bees win the opener of the six-game series, and the Red Ears have now lost four games in a row, which is something that they have done now seven times this season. And that is their longest losing streak of the year, which they've done all those times. They have not lost five in a row at any point this year, and they'll try to avoid it tomorrow in game two of this series, which will be at 6.05 p.m. Salt Lake takes it 10-3, the final score. Stick around. The Tacoma Rainiers postgame show is coming up next.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one 10-3, the final score, the opener of a six-game homestand for the Red Ears, all six games against Salt Lake. This was a game that was decided by one half inning, one big inning, in which Salt Lake scored eight runs, and it seemingly came out of nowhere. It was 0-0 after three. In the top of the fourth, Joe Adell connected against the Red Ears starter Connor Wade. An impressive line shot of a homer that bounced off the video board in left center. We don't see that happen very often here. And Adell's ninth home run of the season made it 1-0. So it was 1-0 after four. We seemingly had a really good pitcher's duel going on between Wade and Salt Lake's ace, Jake Kalish, who came into play leading the league in wins and earned run average. We got to the fifth, a 1-0 game. Jack Mayfield led off with a hard double down the left field line for Salt Lake. And then Chad Wallach hit a single to left field, bringing in Mayfield and making it 2-0. Then with one out, Jake Gatewood singled to left field. Magnary Sierra reached on an infield single, and the bases were loaded, still only one out. Michael Stefanik then singled to center. It brought in one run and made it 3-0, kept the bases loaded, and Wade then struck out Joe Adell for the second out of the inning. Big strikeout there. If you could keep it 3-0, it's still a close game, right? Well, big moment next. Jose Rojas, the cleanup hitter, coming up. He was a left-handed batter. Kian Wong after him, another left-handed hitter. The Red Ears had lefty Fernando Abad ready in the bullpen. They did not go to him. They stuck with Wade and gave him the opportunity to try to get out of the inning. Rojas pulled a two-run double to right field instead, as that brought in both Gatewood and Sierra and made it 5-0 Salt Lake. And then they went to Abad to face the lefty Kian Wong, and Wong singled a blooper down the left field line that fell in for a two-run single to make it 7-0. Up next was Jack Mayfield, and he cranked a two-run homer to left field, his second for Salt Lake this year. That made it 9-0, and Salt Lake scored eight runs in the top of the fifth inning, sending 10 men to the plate. There were no walks, no errors, none of that stuff. Just eight runs on eight hits, culminating with a homer. Just a massive inning for the Bees. And they were up 9-0, and that was the ballgame. The Rainiers got two in the fifth. Haggerty an RBI double. Kelnick an RBI single to make it 9-2. Rojas homered in the seventh off Matt Cook, his eighth of the year. A solo shot gave Salt Lake double digits. They were up 10-2. And then the Rainiers scored in the bottom of the eighth when Brian O'Keefe launched his sixth homer of the year off of Brian Moran. And that made it 10-3, but that was that. Salt Lake takes it by that final score of 10-3. Here are the final totals for Salt Lake. 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Tacoma, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Kalish. He is 8-2, first PCL pitcher to reach 8 wins. Connor Wade takes the loss. He falls to 2-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 49 minutes. The attendance, 3,549. With the win, Salt Lake is 35-38 on the season. 10 of their 35 wins have come against Tacoma. Tacoma falls to 28-44 on the year. Game 2 of the series is tomorrow night at 6:05. Justice Sheffield against Reed Detmers. Pregame show will start at 5:55. Salt Lake takes it 10-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Oh, the Bees winning a romp, 10-3 over Tacoma. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. If you're into scoring, the Mariners-Orioles game is not for you. It is 0-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning up north at T-Mobile Park. Robbie Ray tossing a gem for the Mariners. Dean Kramer tossing a gem for the Orioles. 0-0 bottom of the seventh. Lots of finals are already in. We'll start in the American League, where the Cleveland Guardians and Minnesota Twins played a double dip in Cleveland. These are the top two teams in the AL Central at the moment. They split them. Guardians won the first game 3-2. Ahmed Rosario with a 2-run single in the bottom of the eighth to put them ahead, and they hung on. The Twins, though, evened it up by winning the nightcap 6-0 as Josh Winder tossed 6 scoreless innings and Jorge Polanco drove in 3. So they split the doubleheader. Yankees defeated the Oakland A's 2-1 to improve to 55-20 on the year. Best start in Major League history after 75 games since the 2001 Mariners. J.P. Sears 5 2/3 scoreless for the Yankees, and he outdueled Frankie Montas. The Toronto Blue Jays topped the Red Sox 6-5. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with a game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning to give Toronto the win over Boston. Those two teams neck and neck in the American League wild card chase. Distant trailers behind the Yankees in the AL East, but they're still going to battle all season long in all likelihood, trying to claim playoff spots in the American League. Texas beats Kansas City 8-3. Marcus Semien, single, double, homer, 4 runs batted in. John Gray gave him 7 strong innings for the win. Rangers win easily in KC. And the White Sox lead the Angels 10-3 in the middle of the seventh inning in Anaheim. 3 interleague games today. The Astros beat the Mets 9-1. Kyle Tucker hit a 3-run homer, and Yordan Alvarez reached base 4 times and belted his 23rd home run of the season. The Milwaukee Brewers top Tampa 5-3. They took Brandon Woodruff off the injured list, and he gave him 5 strong innings, allowing just 1 run, struck out 10. Brewers winning on the road at Tampa. And the other interleague game today is Detroit and San Francisco. In San Francisco, Giants have the lead. They're in the seventh inning. It's San Francisco 4, Detroit 2. Finals from the National League now. Braves beat the Phillies 5-3. Matt Olson, a pair of homers, giving him a dozen on the year. Travis d'Arnaud also went deep. The Nationals knocked off the Pirates 3-1 in D.C. Patrick Corbin went 8 innings, allowed 1 run, struck out a dozen, got his 4th win of the year. St. Louis was a 5-3 winner over the Miami Marlins. This game was in St. Louis. The Cardinals bullpen really stepped up with 4 scoreless innings down the stretch to protect the lead, and Dylan Carlson had 2 hits and drove in a couple of runs. Reds beat the Cubs at Wrigley 5-3. Luis Castillo tossed 6 shutout innings and struck out 11 for Cincinnati. And the Rockies beat Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers 7-4 at Coors Field. They scored 6 runs off Kershaw, Randall Grichuk, and Elias Diaz, each with home runs for the Rockies. And one National League game is in progress as the Padres lead the Diamondbacks 6-2 at the bottom of the 7th inning in Arizona. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, Salt Lake beats the Red Ears 10-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Salt Lake takes the opener of the series 10-3 in a game that just changed violently in the fifth inning when it went from 1-0 after 4 to 9-0 in the middle of the fifth, the 8-run inning. And as stated previously, it was not walks, it was not errors, it was not misplayed balls, it was not Rainier's mistakes. It was Salt Lake just hitting the ball all over the place. 8 runs on 8 hits. And that put them up 9-0. And they end up winning 10-3. Good to see Kelnick get an RBI single off a lefty, but a 1-for-5 game for him in the end. O'Keefe hit a solo homer. The Red Ears bullpen was, for the most part, quite solid. But Salt Lake just coasts to the win, 10-3 the final. First place Vegas won 6-1 at Round Rock. That leaves the Rainiers. Let's break out the abacus here. 14 games out of first place in the West. Other finals, Oklahoma City wins at El Paso 6-3. Albuquerque in 11 innings beats Sugarland 11-9. In a back-and-forth game, we'll have that one looks like it's going to be interesting for our details when we go through them all tomorrow. And then Sacramento has a 9-5 lead over Reno going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Reno. Well, the Rainiers will try to get them tomorrow in Game 2 of the series. The Rainiers have not lost 5 in a row this year. They've lost 4 in a row 7 times now, but they have not lost 5 in a row at any point. So I guess that means the Rainiers are going to win tomorrow. They've got Justice Sheffield on the hill against Reed Detmers. 6.05 p.m. first pitch. Pregame show starts at 5.55. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, our final score, Salt Lake 10, Tacoma 3. Have a great night.